Yeah, really good, thank you, Daniel. What about yourself?
Not too bad. Saturday afternoon, beautiful blue sky. Great day to be talking some cycling on the Sideline View. And, of course, great news with Alicia McCaig.
Yeah, we just keep talking about this young lady. She set two national records at the state last weekend, the Victorian Track Championships. One of those records was stood for 18 years.
Wow.
It was the under-19 flying 200 record. She did an amazing time of 11.2 seconds. That's fast. Like, years ago, Gary Negawand and those guys only did 10.6.
Yep.
Only half a second slower than them. And she also set another 500-metre time trial records, like they're close to what Anna Mears was doing at the end of her career. We know how good Anna Mears was, so Alicia's the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love her Instagram post that she put up, which you sent me, which is fantastic. That big smile on her face. And it's great for young cycling. The Melbourne Cup on wheels, Noel. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, that was run last weekend too. Like, it's all come very quickly. All these races were cancelled, you see, because of COVID, and all of a sudden they're back on, bang, bang, bang. And that's the second biggest track race in Victoria. That's a handicap where everybody gets a start on the best rider at the back. And Bendigo got second and third. A young Melbourne rider called Sam Gallagher won it, and he competes in Bendigo. He's a good kid, I know, Sam. But second was Bendigo's Patrick Eddy, and third was Bendigo's Ned Pollard. So some great results for Bendigo. And also, that was in the senior elite men category, but also in the women's division, the under-17 women's, a young lady from Castlemaine called Lachey Madden, she picked that up and won the under-17 women's. And her dad was a former Australian representative in sprinting, so a bit of family heritage coming through there with the Madden family from Castlemaine.
Yeah, always great to see, isn't it, that coming through the next generation. Noel, the great Otway gravel race, what happened there?
Tassie Nankervis. He's a rider we talk about a fair bit in Bendigo, young Tasman Nankervis from the famous Nankervis boating family, but they're also very handy cyclists. And, Taz is a very, very handy bike rider. He rides it in the road races under 23 level and open level, and he rode the Nationals, rode good races there in the crit and the road race. And he won the Great Otway Gravel Grind, which is naturally on gravel, and he's a great mountain bike rider, but a good roadie, and I think we'll see him progress to be a professional road cyclist in the future.
And just finally, Noel Nolsen's joining us on the Sideline View this afternoon. There's a big event tonight.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was on. Oh. Things are coming very quickly on the Oz Cycling Page. It's the biggest track event in Australia. The Austral Wheel Race on tonight, so hopefully someone from Bendigo could pull that off. That would be fantastic, Daniel. There's still things happening, and March the 7th coming up in a couple of weeks, next week. That's going to be a track combine down at Castlemaine. And, of course, Bendigo International Madison isn't on a long weekend, so it'd be great for everybody to go and race in Castlemaine. But hopefully tonight we'll get a big winner in the Austral from Bendigo and District Cycling Club.
We look forward to finding out exactly what happened next Saturday on the Sideline View. Thanks, Noel.
Always a pleasure, Daniel. Thank you very much.